Tobias, this is for you if you're listening.
That's right. Tobias is jam. He loves it.
But during the break, Brad said this was Tobias' jam coming up, and I said, what is that? The best part of waking up?
That's right.
We got one quarter left to play of this boys' game. Attell leading 46-36. It is Paragould's ball.
Dude, that Ram's getting closer, man. He's getting closer to us. I don't like it.
Oh yeah, he is. The ball is with Hodges on the left side. He drills toward the top. Finds Echols cutting into the lane for the hook shot. No good. Rebound is knocked around. Controlled by Corp.
Good job there by Gilbert staying with it. He didn't get the rebound, but he got his hands on it enough to let Corp wrangle it.
Here's McClain. Gives it to Podwoski in the right corner. He's going to throw it to Tate in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
Man, I'm telling you, I'm digging some Tyler Podwoski today. He drove that baseline. Nice little bounce pass to hit Tate stepping into that three. Great job by Tyler.
Tate with seven on the day. Mount Holmes lead now 13. 49-36 our score. Ball goes over on the left side to Hodges. He'll give it to Foster. Up top, I'm sorry, that was Phillips that had it, but now the ball's knocked away and stolen by Tate. He's back the other way, going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, Paragould just kind of didn't know who they were going to pass it to. Just kind of threw the ball up. It was bouncing in front. Tate took it the other way.
You know, Tate's defense is going to be so crucial for the team this year. You know, we saw how good, especially against Silent Springs when he had had that record for the steals.
Steals.
Here is Batiste, gives it to Hodges on the right side. They'll take the screen, dribble to the free throw line, pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Tate. He's trying to throw it to Corp. Ball's knocked away, and Echols comes up with the steal. He's going to go back the other way for the layup.
Yeah, Tate had the offside guard open, tried to throw it up. Good athletic play by Paragould.
Wyatt Echols with 14 on the day, and a timeout has been called. We'll break with 6:34 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 51-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This
is what Mount Home's saying to Paragould right now. We're not going to take.
That's right. Paragould called that timeout to set up a full court press right here. Mount Home goes through it like grease butter, baby.
Back the other way. Yeah, Jackson Corp's going in for the layup. It won't go. And the rebound's controlled by Echols. Good job, though, breaking the press.
Yeah.
6:17 left to play in the game. It is Mount Home up by 13. Ball goes over to Hodges. He will give it to Phillips. Phillips dribbles up top, takes the screen as he goes over to the right side. Goes up top to Craig. Craig's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by McClain.
Although, doing a great job on the boards.
Phillips almost came up with the steal, but McClain's able to secure it. Gives it to Podwoski. Back to McClain. Ooh, I think we...
Close to a 10-second.
Yeah, that was very close to a 10-second count. Ball. McClain's pass is knocked away, but he's able to get it back. He will throw it to Tate. Ooh, another dangerous throw.
Paragould getting way more active, down 13 with 5:40 left on the defensive side of things.
Yep. Man-to-man right now for the Rams. Tate has his pocket picked by Foster. He's back the other way going in for the easy layup.
Yeah, only the 11th turnover. Mountain Home going to call a quick timeout.
Yep. We'll break with 5:26. Let's play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 51-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Well, Matt's not taking their first time out of the day with 5:26 left to play in the game. Paragould only with one timeout left. They have used quite a few of them.
Yeah, good timeout there by Mountain Home. Right now we're kind of just settled things in. Got 11-point lead, 5:26. You know Paragould is going to become a lot more on the defensive side of things. Hey, let's settle down. Let's take a breath. Let's make sure we hit our reads, and I think we're going to get a layup out of this.
51-40, Bombers up. McLean has his pocket picked as the ball is knocked away by Echols. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. His basket counts, and he's fouled.
Turn one mistake into two. Turn the ball over, then Echols on the wide-open layup. Came in from behind him on Blaine. Pushed him. Let him get the hoop and the harm. Cut this thing to single digits.
That is the first team foul against Mountain Home. Third personal foul against Blaine Tate. So White Echols back at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 4 with 16 points.
Shooting one. Mountain Home has 12 turnovers on the day right now. Paragould with 18. So Mountain Home, we were doing pretty good till these last few possessions. We've had 3 or 4 turnovers in the last couple minutes.
Yeah, that defense for Paragould really stepped up.
Yeah.
Echols' free throw is up and in. And it's down to an 8-point game now. 51-43 our score. Back quickly comes Mount Thomas. They are able to break the press.
There we go.
And Jackson Corp gets the easy layup.
Nice skip pass. Skip to the other side. Corp wide open. That'll get him out of the press. You do that a few more times.
Corp with 16 on the day. Mount Thomas lead back to 10. 5 minutes such play in the game. Here is Phillips going into the lane. He's going to be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line.
Yeah, Phillips got Ryder up in the air. They said he hit him on the side of the head there. Like he bailed him out a little bit on that call.
Corbin Phillips.
Ryder McLean picks up his – I've got that second personal. Dylan has it as his third. So I'm not sure. Anyways, Phillips so far, his first free throw is up and in. He's now 3 of 5 on the day with 6 points.
A pair of girls now making their way into the arena.
Mm-hmm. Second shot for Phillips. He gets both. He's got 7 on the day. 53-45, Mount Home. Here's Podwaski back the other way as Mount Home's breaking the press. He's going to go in for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line.
Got the call back on this end right here. Just like kind of they bailed Paragould out on the other end right here. Podwaski kind of got out of control on that layup. Got bailed out.
I didn't catch who they called that out on.
21, I believe.
Okay, so that's for Phillips. That's his second personal foul. 13 foul against Paragould. Podwaski's first free throw is up and in. That's his first free throw of the day, and he's now in double figures. Mount Tom has 3 players in double figures. And he gets both. 11 points on the day for Tyler Podwaski. 16 for Jackson Corp, 10 for Rhett Gilbert. How big have Corp and Podwaski been in this game today?
Yeah, Podwaski. I'm loving me some Podwaski today. He's doing Corp well as well.
Craig with it on the left side. Picks up his dribble. Almost a travel.
Hey, you think you changed pivot foots a couple times there.
He does find Hodges. His layup goes as well off the
mark.
Well,
he's the one that's got the arm brace on, right? That's his second shot. His first one was way off. He tried to go underneath and do a little reverse layup. I don't know that his wrist allowed him to do it. He threw that ball 15 feet to the other side of the goal.
But back the other way, Phillips is going to come up with a steal.
Yeah, it's the ill-advised pass, but Ryder trying to throw it all the way across there.
And now a scramble for a loose ball as Echols wasn't sure where it went. It went behind him. He didn't see it. Now stoppage of play. Where are they going to call?
Jump ball. Echols is in there. A little jaw-jacking going on down there. A little jaw-jacking. He kind of come up talking, but it's going to be a jump ball. Ryder came behind him. Maybe undercut him a little bit. That's what Echols is trying to can say.
Okay. So it is going to be Mount Holmes ball on the possession arrow. With 4:16 left to play in the game, as they lead 55-45. Right now, they're just stopped to play as they're wiping up a little perspiration off the floor. Very nice floor, by the way.
Very nice. Still got a ball. They got that ball down out of the back of the backboard. I told you we have people around here to do that for us.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, the way the floor is designed is because this play-in tournament, what they call the Emirates NBA Cup.
Emirates NBA Cup. Okay. Yep. I knew it was the NBA Cup. I didn't know Emirates had their name on it.
Yep. Here is Podwaski finding Tate at the free throw line. Over to Gilbert on the right side.
Soccer trying to make their way into NBA, huh?
Yep. Ball goes to Tate. Back to Gilbert. 4 minutes left to play in the game. Ball goes over to Podwaski on the left side. 15 left on the shot clock. Ball goes up top to Corp. Now Tate has it there at the top. over near the right corner to McLean. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good.
Excellent possession there by Mountain Home.
Burn about 30 seconds off the clock and able to get a bucket and increase his lead to 12.
Nine on the day for Ryder McLean. Mount Home is up 57-45. Lower 3.5 minutes left. Ball goes over to Foster. Lost the handle of it, but gets it back. Now ball goes over to Hodges on the left wing. He'll dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Phillips. 15 left shoot. Phillips dribbles to the right side. Up top to Foster. Foster's going to dribble into the lane. Finds Eccles right there under the basket for the layup.
Yeah, Perigold's liking this like drive and backdoor cut to try to get to the middle lane offense. It's worked for him a few times.
19 on the day for Wyatt Eccles, 57-47. An alley-oop pass to Corp for the layup.
All right. I'm sitting there saying, hold up, hold up, hold up, use clock. Podwalski says, no, sir, I'm going to get Corp for the wide-open layup. Good pass.
Corp with 18 on the day. Back the other way. The Craig goes up for the three. No good. Tate gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way. Mantom isn't slowing it up, as he will give it to Gilbert in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It will not go. Offense rebound for McLean. He puts up back up, and it rolls around. Won't go. Podwalski with a rebound tip. They're going to get Perigal with a foul, I think. There.
Eccles.
Yeah, something. Eccles. That's his. He's not happy with the call. That's his third personal foul. That's the last foul Perigold has to give in this game.
And we're at rebounding them 12-6 here in this second half.
That has been big.
Yeah, they've had two offensive rebounds. We've had four.
I believe Chipman came back in for Perigold and maybe Batiste as well.
Three came out.
Oh, okay.
For
okay. Yeah. Yeah, Foster checked out and
nice.
Ball. Wow, good pass over McLean. He was cutting into the lane for the layup.
Nice backdoor cut there. Kind of got Ryder in a bad spot. Great body control by Ryder. Finished that ball kind of up over his head, backwards in front of the rim.
McLean with 11. He's one of four players in double figures for Mountain Home. 61-47 our score.
There's your formula for Mountain Home right there. Going to have a lot of players in double digits, just like we're doing tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, good ball movement by Mountain Home in this game, especially in the second half. Ball's knocked away by McLean. It goes out of bounds. Perigold will keep it with 2:08 left to play in the game. You know, but, you know, even with those players in Delphiers, how crucial has the unselfishness been for these
awesome
guys?
Yeah, I mean, I want to say that's going to be the key to our game this year, I believe. We're going to have to – it's not going to be one dude every night. You know, Rhett can score like crazy, but other guys are going to have to step up because Rhett can't beat you if he scores 25 a night if nobody else does anything.
Here is Craig giving it to Phillips. Phillips drills into the lane, going in for the leaner to try to beat the shot clock. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Here is Tate throwing it into the lane, gives it to Podwalski to Corp in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
Coach Fulcher saying no, no, no till Corp makes it. Then he's saying yes, yes, yes.
Corp with 21 on the day. Mountain Home up 64-47.
Have yourself a day, Jackson Corp.
Absolutely. Batiste with it. Gives it to Phillips. To Eccles on the low block. He puts up the turnaround hook shot. Wow. That's some control to be able to get that.
A little left-handed hook shot. And Perigold's calling off the dogs.
He's got 21 on the day. But, yeah, Perigold is kind of backing off a little bit. So, a little over a minute left. And so, Mount Home is going to get their first win of the season, looks like, in this game. Ball goes to Gilbert in the left corner. To Tate. Over to Podwalski. Up top to McLean. 15 left on the shot clock, and Mount Holmes using it every bit of it right now. McLean's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the runner. Won't go, but he tips it back up and in.
Did a little fake pass to the corner. Everybody bit. He missed the first shot, but got his own put back.
He's got 13 on the day. Mount Holmes up 66-49. Back the other way, Eccles.
He likes that spin move to the left.
He does. He sure does, and it's worked for him.
Oh, shot clock should be off right here.
Yep. So Mountain Home up by 15. Here's Tate back the other way for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Phillips.
I guess Blaine knew we had to shoot it one more time, so might as well get your zip and fired up, buddy. As he gets a steal, nope. Tate knocked it off the hands. So almost had a steal there.
Yeah. Tate was trying to become the fifth player in double figures from Mountain Home with that three. He's got 9.
Maybe he knows. Maybe he knows something we don't know.
Yeah.
17.1
left as Hodges is going to come back in for Perigold, replacing Aiden Chipman. Inbound pass goes to Phillips. Back to Batiste. Over to Hodges. Or sorry, to Phillips. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds controlled by Corp. 10 seconds left.
That should do it.
Yep. McLean into the front court, and they're just going to let the last few ticks run off the clock, and Mount Tom's going to get the 15-point victory. And a good victory for Matt Home it was.
Final score.
Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Paragould 66-51. We'll come back and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.